we do not accept the Department of State Trafficking in Persons report, which has placed St. Vincent and the Grenadines on a Tier 2 watch list, because we disagree very strongly with the designation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines as a source and destination for trafficking in persons. We have not prosecuted anyone in the last year. Doesn't mean that we had not identified potential trafficking victims. We cannot prosecute an offender if there is no crime committed during the reporting period. Three investigations were initiated compared to five in 2013. We can only arrest and charge if there is sufficient evidence to do so, and there is an independent office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. And we continue to be very proactive in identifying any victim of trafficking, and we carry out a widespread sensitization program. I have in my hand here a report, which I myself laid in the House, our 2013 report, detailing all what we have done. And there are many, many things which we have done to comply with all the requisite international standards. And I believe that the International Organization for Migration would attest to the efforts that we have made. I also have in my the first quarterly report, as is required under our law, from the head of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, stationed at Kittels Police Station, to the Deputy Commissioner of Police. And I would like the relevant authorities in the United States of America to come to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and rather than speaking to unnamed officials, to speak to the people in the Anti-Trafficking Unit, to speak to the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of National Security,